Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Time now for Why It Matters. So we've seen heightened COVID-19 restrictions in the months of May and June, all that to curb COVID-19 infections. That's taken a toll on Singapore's labour market. In fact, according to the Ministry of Manpower, the number of workers employed fell in the second quarter of this year after registering its first increase in the previous quarter following declines last year. It's no surprise that with the situation we're in right now, a lot of people are turning to the gig economy, or, you know, in that sense, becoming free freelancers to ensure that you still got some kind of income. And if you can make that income constant, even better, right? According to Google Temasek's economy report, the World Bank estimates that the gig economy has been consistently growing 30% annually and comprises around 150 million self-employed individuals. But unfortunately, among these self-employed individuals, you've got about half of them underbanked or underprotected. That's where our next guest comes into the picture. GigaCover. It's a leading financial platform for independent workers, and it champions financial services and inclusions for over 100,000 independent gig economy workers. You're looking at large instant commerce players such as Gojek, Foodpanda, and most recently Lala Move as well. But since 2020, the company has seen a 9x growth in the number of independent workers on its platform. But what more can those in the gig economy do to be financially included? Let's try and get some details from Emerson Lin, the co-founder and CEO of GigaCover. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, hi. Am I speaking to Elliot?
Yes, this is Elliot on the line. Thank you so much for helping me out with this.
Hey, great. Morning, Elliot. Thanks for having me on the show.
Good morning, sir. So GigaCover, founded in the year 2017. It's all about bringing fairness and stability to independent workers. Let's talk about the gaps you're obviously trying to fill where the gig economy is concerned. Tell us more.
Yeah, happy to, Elliot. The World Bank report, as you cited, spoke about being underbanked and underprotected. Maybe I can expound a little bit more on what this means. So we're looking at the middle to lower income segment, individuals between 25 and 45. I think these make up the majority of the independent workers in Southeast Asia. And being underbanked means you have access to some banking systems, but you may have lack of access to good credit, right? And I'll give you an example. You know, I was a freelancer myself in 2013. In between jobs, I chose to do some software consulting on the side. And even though I had credit cards and, you know, I had good credit, I was unable to apply for a credit card while being self-employed. They needed 18 or 24 months of income history. Right. So can you imagine, you know, this was the case 5 years ago, and it's still the case now.
Yeah.
Right. So access to credit is low. So they have to turn to peer-to-peer lenders or other sources of money. Now, on the other hand, under protection, this kind of refers to the government safety net and as well as, you know, willingness to buy and also protect themselves on their own. So many freelancers and gig workers across Southeast Asia, you know, they're just not included in government safety system. In Singapore, they may under-contribute to CPF. In Indonesia, they may not be in the BPJS system. And similarly, in the Philippines or Vietnam, right? So they just left out, and the government has no easy way to include them either. Then on their own, if they're not represented by a big group, right, because they're independent, do they get access to group-level protection policies or health insurance policies? That's going to be difficult, right? There's no one to represent them, no one to offer them that sort of group-level negotiation with big insurers or big healthcare chains. So, Elliot, so in a summary, I think that's GigaCover's mission, right? We're here to be that mega group, that banger union of sorts for all these workers. And with numbers, I think we can do a lot more for them.
Okay, so if I can focus a little bit on the protection aspects of GigaCover. If, let's say, I'm a freelancer and I've signed up with you in that sense, how is my protection different from a regular person, like a person who has a stable job, 9 to 5, contribution to CPF, everything all done by the company? What is the difference here that I'm looking at?
Right, okay. Happy to share more. So if you're a regularly employed person, you have CPF contributions, you probably also have a company-sponsored employee benefit health insurance package, right? This is typically something fairly generous if you're working for a large MNC. So you get outpatient healthcare, you get dental, you know, you get maybe even some cases TCM. And of course, fairly high coverage amounts when it comes to like cancer treatment and things like that.
Mm.
Now, for an independent worker, these may not be the top of concern, right? So what we found in our surveys is there is a clear gap in the income protection insurance. And what this means is, you know, Elliot, if you're employed, unable to work due to an illness or you're hospitalized, based on employment law, you get 14 days of MC and about 60 days of hospitalization leave. Whereas you're a self-employed worker, you know, you don't get these protections. You don't work, you don't earn income. So the insurance to you, one very clear difference is that we're going to need to get you on income protection insurance. And that's something that we provide, right? Mm. Now, on top of that, you would also get some basic coverage around personal accident. And that's a lot higher a risk for you as an independent worker because most of your work would involve, you know, driving or transport or delivery, or even moving large things around, as well as not to mention medical escorting, right? So your liability goes up in terms of personal accident risk. So we need to protect you on that. All right. So in essence, I think that the risks that you face as an independent worker are slightly different from those who are employed in a slightly more sort of office-based work. Right? And that's why your protection would have to be different.
Right. And again, you know, coming back to the Giga Cover, if I am, as a freelancer, you know, signed up with you guys, what if my job involves traveling? Say I run, I don't know, corporate workshops, self-improvement workshops, and in a non-pandemic situation, I'm able to travel. Does the insurance in that sense still cover me?
Yes. Okay, Elliot. So you touch on another segment within the independent worker community, right? This is more of the white collar workers. So there are many of them as well, right? I've spoken mostly about gig workers, but the freelancers, you know, independent photographers, marketing consultants, trainers, is what you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Yes, they have also protection gaps because for them, getting a policy from directly from an insurer would be a lot more expensive. Right? So coming through us, they can get something at a much cheaper rate. Yes, we have also products catered for them, but their risk would be a little different. As you mentioned, travel risk, you know, more about professional liability, maybe sort of equipment risk for an expensive camera or any sort of video equipment.
Okay.
Yes, so we definitely have products for them as well.
Right, right. Could I ask, what's your market presence like right now?
GigaCover is currently in Singapore. We've been here for 4 years. Mm-hmm. We're in Indonesia as well. We've been there for about 15 months. Not the best timing, of course, when the pandemic started. And we also just incorporated in the Philippines, where we have a few clients waiting to get started. That's our market presence at the moment.
All right. A couple more educational questions, because this is really very interesting to me. If there were reports a couple of months ago that, you know, some were even titled the Great Resignation. You know, people going through a pandemic, realizing, wait a minute, I don't want to be in this rat race. I want to perhaps run my own business or be a freelancer. There are other things more important in life. But what if this age group was of a younger age group, say below 30, you know, they've got relationships and they're looking to buy flats, you know, they're leaving that regular job, puts them in a vulnerable situation. How does GigaCover help for those situations? People who need to buy a house, need to buy homes, you need access to home loans.
Right, fantastic question, Elliot. So for the younger population, yes, we're seeing, first of all, that many are choosing the path to being an independent worker on their own volition, right? For the older segment, I think this may seem as a substandard choice, mm-hmm. right? Or, you know, you couldn't get a full-time job, so you're choosing to gig work. But this is changing, right? It's becoming more positive. Like, I want the freedom and flexibility. I want to be my own boss. So I would concur that that trend is definitely happening.
Yeah.
Now, so when it comes to choices that they have to make now, I think there will be trade-offs. Right. If you're independent, you do have more income risk. Your job depends on your ability to sell and also, you know, number of supply of workers in that segment, your differentiation in the market and so on. So I don't want to deny that there are trade-offs. So what we can do for them is get them access to credit, right, to get certain tools, to pay off certain bills, to get, you know, anything below $5,000-$10,000 worth, you know, we can help them get access to that kind of money. But for what you mentioned, you know, housing loans, that's a large sum, Elliot.
Yeah.
And we're currently not positioned to help them in that area. That would have to be in the formal banking system.
Right.
They would have to still go to big bank. However, what GigaCover, you know, in the next 5 years is to get more of these workers recognized by the formal credit system. And this is giving them, you know, access to credit scores or improving their credit scores at a national level. And hopefully this can help them then, you know, get access to formal bank products.
And how do we get recognized? I mean, you're looking at a workforce, you know, according to the World Bank, Southeast Asia's independent workforce, seeing that consistent 30% annual growth. So there's no need to talk about the forecast here. It's more people are going to get on board this bandwagon. But how do you get them recognized under this banking system? Could you share?
Yeah, happy to. Well, the first thing is to get into the formal credit system. You can, first of all, be introduced into the system by taking a loan from a bank. But that's when it's a catch-22, right? If they're not going to give you a loan or a credit card, then you're not going to get into the system. So how do we break that cycle? Well, we can offer them credit, microcredit, mm-hmm. and then show that they are paying back, that they're not defaulting, that they have good credit, and then use this credit history. And of course, you know, at scale and with some proven track record to convince banks that GigaCover's assessment of credit and our scores are inputs into their scores, hopefully get more of the population starting to get proper loans from a formal bank, right? So that's how we can break that cycle, Elliot.
Right. But this needs a bit of time and obviously more members in that sense.
Yeah, time, scale, and of course, you know, a track record of some stability and profitability, right? That's essentially what banks are looking for. We're trying to get a subprime segment into being prime.
I mean, and based on our conversation, it's obvious that the gig economy is only going to keep growing. It's a bit of a two-part question. The first part being, what does that mean for companies like GigaCover? Does it mean, you know, more products available? Does it mean the business has to evolve? And if we have more companies like GigaCover, does that mean that people, I mean, especially when you look at how 81 million jobs were lost in Asia Pacific alone last year. Does it mean that more people can have the confidence to enter the gig economy and feel protected at the same time?
Yeah, that is absolutely our vision. You know, the gig economy, independent work should be a valid choice choosing to be employed. So we want to get there. We want to get that stability. We want to get that protection so that the overall image of being an independent worker is still positive. So as it grows, now we are going to see, of course, more opportunities when it comes to being able to acquire, you know, more members into our system. And we do that right now by going through platforms. As you mentioned earlier when you introduced the company, we go through platforms like Gojek, Orange Tea, Homemade, Panda. So as more of them come on board, I think the growth of these platforms will also improve because of the more supply of workers. And then we can also access the larger numbers of them. And this is positive for our business in two ways. Number one, with a larger pool of workers, you know, we can get our rates even lower, right? That's the power of scale.
Yes, yes.
And then also the risk pooling effect is something else I want to talk about, becomes a more uniform because I'm seeing more workers from different age groups, okay. You know, maybe you have a bit more balanced gender mix also across occupations. Right, so there's more evenly spread risk, and that's going to help the entire community access better and more affordable products.
Wow, quite interesting. To quickly wrap things up, I mean, what's next for GigaCover? What you guys have planned for the future?
So in 2021 and 2022, I think we're still very much focused on acquisition. To back up that point about scale, we need to grow and get to an even larger scale. So we did 9x over the last 18 months, you know, a lot of it coming from Indonesia. We want to do, you know, another 10x. We try to do another 10x every year as we grow out into the Philippines as well. So the focus is still acquisition, and this is still the same strategy that we're using. We're trying to reach more platforms, convince them that their workers need protection and that it is beneficial for the, you know, loyalty and productivity of their workers. With that skill, we want to develop more products, right? We've now only had a few insurance products and microcredit. We want to get into slightly larger things.
Okay.
So getting into payroll accounts, being able to influence and being a part of that earnings flow. We want to get into, of course, bigger loans. If we can influence, help with car loans or motorcycle loans, you know, still not at the stage of home loans, but right, slightly bigger sort of ticket items. That'd be great. We want to get into savings plans also, right? A lot of them are cut out of savings plans because of very high minimum amount. We want to try to make that more accessible to this population. So yeah, those are the few things we have in mind in the next couple of years.
Really setting that framework where you feel that it's just as good as holding down a regular job. I like it. Been speaking with Emerson Lin, who's co-founder and CEO of GigaCover. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
All right, thanks, Elliot, for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.